السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكم والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. We move back to our surah, and that is chapter 56 of the Quran Sharif, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. And today, inshallah, we're going to touch on verse number 60. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So just to fill you in, remember we spoke about all the different aspects, and that was about the semen which was dropped in the wombs of mothers, and then the Allah posed that question, verse 59, أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Are you the, is it you who created it, or are we the creator? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 60, نَحْنُ قَدَّرْنَا بَيْنَكُمُ الْمَوْتَ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ. We have appointed the times of death among you, and we are not helpless in doing so. And verse 61, Allah says, عَلَىٰ أَن نُبَدِّلَ أَمْثَالَكُمْ وَنُنشِئَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. From replacing you with others like you and creating you in that which you do not know. So you refuted it, you complained, you said this. And Allah says in verse 62, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُولَى فَلَوْلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. And you certainly knew the first lesson, then why do you not take? And you certainly know the first creation. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُولَى. And you certainly know the first creation. فَلَوْلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Then why do you not take lesson? أَفَرَأَيْتُم مَّا تَحْرُثُونَ. Well, tell me about the seed which you sow. And that is that seed. So you put it in, and that is as far as it goes. You water it, and you put your sprinklers, you do whatever it is. But actual conversion from that seed into that beautiful green plant, who is doing this here? أَأَنتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Is it you who grow it, or are we the one who grows? See, this questions to the atheists, to those who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to those who reject a life that is to come after death, the resurrection. Allah poses these questions to you. Allah then says, verse 65, لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ حُطَامًا فَظَلْتُمْ تَفَكَّهُونَ. If we sow well, we can certainly make it crumbled. If we sow world, we can turn it to bits and pieces. Sometimes so much of effort is placed into that, into the growth, into everything. And then there, everything is turned into bits and pieces. So Allah is fully capable, and Allah can do it. So if we sow world, we could turn it into bits and pieces, crumbled. And فَظَلْتُمْ تَفَكَّهُونَ. And you will remain astounded, pondering, wondering, what happened? How come our crops have been turned into absolute nothing, absolute bits and pieces? And then Allah quotes their statement. What will you say? You will say, "Inna lamughramun." We are laden with debt. All that was gone in, all the effort, all the time, all the expenses, paying employees, workers, farmers, everything that went into it, we are laden with debt. You put everything in expecting a good outcome, but now this is turned upside down for you. And you will say, verse 67, بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. Rather, we are totally deprived. all those expectations, you know, when you expect something and it turns and it does not go into your favor, then what follows then? That misery. If you have no yaqeen, if you know, have no iman. Allah then says, verse 68, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Allah then directs you, turns the attention to water now. Again, think, tell about the water you drink.
أَأَنتُمْ أَنزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنزِلُونَ.
Is it you who have brought it down from the clouds? Al-Muzn, that is clouds. Is it you that has brought it down from the clouds? أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنزِلُونَ. Or are we the one? Are we the one who sends it down? Look again, Allah says,
لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ.
If we so will, we can make it bitter in taste. Allah says, if we so will, we can make it bitter in taste. So why not, why do you not offer gratitude? All these natural resources which they are trying to push you away from, how then can you come back onto it? How then can you go back onto this pure pathway? Look, they interfered with all three of these. You are what you eat, and how much of plastic they're finding now in that fluid. That fluid which comes out of man. How much of plastic? So you want to know then, why are you experiencing so much of, in birth, there is so much of weaknesses in the child, in the baby, and all of that. Because from the beginning, they're trying to make that effort. And we are not making effort. We are not weaning ourselves off from consuming that which is harming us. So there, that's one. Then we spoke on that which you plant. They say move away from all of this farming and everything. It's causing too much of, it's causing a disruption. It's causing too much of famine. So move away from it. That's their mentality. Water as well. They're trying to interfere, trying to create that doubt, trying to. But you have to see constantly, Allah will send down that water. You know, just in the beginning of this whole incident of Tufan Aqsa, there was moments where they actually went in and bombed those areas or those water manufacturing facilities. Because their whole objective was to starve you to death. And that's what they ideally went for. Nonetheless, there was a moment water came down from the skies. And the Palestinians in Gaza, they took much benefit from there. Some were making so much of shukr. Allah sent down water from the clouds, from there. And they will say they need to, all about this climate changes and everything. But Allah is the one who changes, who does, and nothing can cause a change if He does not allow that change to happen. He is in full control. So He sends down this water. And the du'as that you need to learn, Alhamdulillahi alladhi saqana adban furatan birahmatihi walam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan bidhunubina. this is the dua for. Recite it for drinking water after you've drunk, after you've taken and sipped that water. What must you read? This dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi saqana adban furatan birahmatihi walam yaj'alhu milhan ujajan bidhunubina. So, if we sow well, verse 70, that's part and parcel of expressing gratitude by making these du'as, by making these supplications.
لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا فَلَوْلَا تَشْكُرُونَ.
If we sow well, we can make it better in taste. See that word ujajan, milhan ujajan also comes in that du'a. If we sow well, we could have made it better in taste. But express gratitude. What does gratitude do? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Then we increase it for you. Verse 71, Allah then speaks about the fire.
أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ.
Now tell me about the fire you kindle. So this fire which you kindle as well, Allah then poses the question,
أَأَنتُمْ أَنشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ أَأَنتُمْ أَنشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنشِئُونَ.
Is it you who have originated its tree, or are we the originator? Then verse 73,
نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَاهَا تَذْكِرَةً نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَاهَا تَذْكِرَةً وَمَتَاعًا لِلْمُقْوِينَ.
We have made it a reminder. We have made it a reminder of our infinite power and of the fire of hell. And so we have made it a تذكرة, a reminder.
وَمَتَاعًا لِلْمُقْوِينَ,
and a benefit for travelers in deserts. So this is all part and parcel. So this last answer is summarized in this verse.
نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَاهَا تَذْكِرَةً وَمَتَاعًا لِلْمُقْوِينَ.
The word مُقْوِين is derived from the word إِقْوَى. إِقْوَى, which means, which comes from the root word قِوَى, which means waste, barren land, ruin or desert. Thus, the word مُقْوِين means a traveler or wayfarer of a desert who alights to prepare his meals. So this verse intends to say that all these people, all these creations are the result of Allah's power and Allah's wisdom.
فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ.
So proclaim the purity of the name of your sustainer, the Magnificent.
وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.